Rockies and Cubs. Jeff Hoffman squaring off against Eddie Butler, who's making his first start against his former team. We'll take it to the top of the first. Mark Reynolds at the plate.
Having a banner first half with 51 RBIs. Make it 52 with a line drive base hit to left center all the way to the wall. This is going to be an RBI double, and it is 2-0 Colorado. Breaking ball drilled to deep left down the line. If it's fair, it's gone, and this ball is going to be a long home run. Mark Reynolds homering to left, and the Rockies lead 3-0. Number 17 for Mark Reynolds.
1-2 is the count. Cubs down 3-0 here in the fifth. Just need to get something going. This pitch, strike three call, good breaking ball by Hoffman. Hits the outside corner. Pitch two, Addy, swing and a miss at a high fastball. So back-to-back punch outs here in the fifth inning for Hoffman, and that will strike out number five for Hoffman through five. Two outs, 3-2 pitch to Montero. Strike three called. The pitch hits the outside corner. Miggy was headed to first base. Mike Estabrook says no, that hit the corner. So Hoffman strikes out the side in the fifth. Cubs do nothing against Hoffman through the first five innings, only getting one hit. Cubs need some offense. They're down 3-0 at the end of five.
A 2-1 high drive deep right field. This is trouble, and it's a long home run all the way on to Sheffield Avenue. Charlie Blackman with a monstrous home run. That's where the big boys hit him right there. It's 4-0 Colorado. That's one of the longest homers to right we've seen all year long. And the payoff to Arenado. Line drive fair down the left field line. This will drive in two. It'll drive in three. Chasing it down is Schwarber. A three-run double for Nolan Arenado. And the Rockies now lead it by a score of 7-1.
9-1 Rockies is your final score. Jeff Hoffman improves to 4-0. He goes 6 1/3, one run on four hits while striking out eight. Eddie Butler drops to 3-2. The Rockies are now riding a seven-game winning streak. The Cubs have lost four straight. Joe Maddon and the Cubs unable to figure out the Rockies on Saturday as they lose 9-1. Here's what Maddon had to say about the loss.
I wanted to keep it at 4-1. I thought their guy Holland was unavailable, it looked like, today, so they're going to go with Ottavino, who's good. But I really wanted to keep it at 4-1. So once we turned that double play and Pena's in 30-some pitches, I thought, yeah, let's get Stropy in there for one out. And he got it, but the ball went off of his foot. And then they had some good at-bats. And, I mean, the foul ball that was called fair, really, that's a couple extra runs also. But nevertheless, regardless of all that stuff, we just have to do a better job at the plate. We didn't hit any balls hard, basically, until that inning where we did string together, which is nice to string together some singles. We've been wanting to do that. But overall, man, we just did not hit the ball well at all.
When a team isn't hitting, does everything else automatically look worse? And do you have to kind of caution against that? Is that your job? Is that the coach's job?
Of course, it always does. Everybody, when you're not hitting, people will accuse you of not trying or not caring and all that other kind of crazy stuff. But it's not true. They do care. We do care. We're just not hitting. What you're seeing right now, you're seeing it in person. If you happen to be in L.A. and San Diego, that's exactly what we look like when we're out there also. I don't have any strong explanations for it. Just a lot of guys are really struggling badly at the same time. They're the same guys that we rode to the World Series last year, and they're very good young players. It's just not working right now. So in moments like this, you have to stay consistent in your approach with them. You keep working with them, and you know that it's going to come back. Addison, he looked a little off even on defense. His whole game was just off, just a click. I normally wouldn't pinch hit for him right there, but I thought, based on what I'm seeing again, trying to ease him back into the flow of things, just still off a little bit, but we're going to put him right back out there tomorrow.
What's the play where the pitcher's running and he runs to second?
Yeah.
Well,
either you're just going to get it and go there immediately, which would have beaten them easily had that been the case, or just throw at the first base because Zoe's over a little bit based on the pitcher hitting. So there's really no force with Zoe at second base. It's either get it yourself or throw at the first base. He decided that late. Fortunately, we got the out, but nevertheless, he decided that too late.
So this team collectively has hit, obviously, in the past. Whether in Anaheim or in Tampa, have you ever seen where all of a sudden –
collectively they just stop for a while?
Of course, it happens to everybody. I'm sure if you ask every other team, they're going to tell you the same thing. Of course, it happens. To the extent that it's happening with some guys, it's a little bit more difficult. Like Schwarbs right now, obviously, is really still in the in that moment. And even Ian is you know, having a hard time. You could talk about Addison, but Wilson's had his moments. Even the you know the more veteran players, those numbers have come back down. So it's just collectively a bad moment offensively for us. But like, I've been there, yes. I've seen it, yes. Do you come out of it? Yes. And you prefer doing it sooner rather than later. It's just a tough moment right now.
Guy, you can't change your personality. As long as the effort's there and you're seeing that, are you you're not going to be showing frustration, demonstrable?
No, it was a 4-1 game until the ball went off Stropey's foot. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We really did play well. It's not like we played poorly. We played well to keep it at 4-1. And he makes a good pitch on LeMahieu. It hits him, right, jams him, hits the ball up the middle, hits him in the foot. Ball rolls to third base. And then he jams Arenado, but he kept the ball fair. So really, I thought Strope threw the ball extremely well. It was just very unfortunate today.
You remain to be constant about, you know, the last couple of days, no BP, because is that just the obvious message that we're not panicking, nobody's panicking, we're keeping things away?
No, I mean, it's not a message at all. It's just the fact that I don't think BP is worth what everybody thinks it's worth. I mean, it's just about getting loose before the game. There's nothing more that they can do out there on the field that's actually going to benefit them during the game. They can't swing anymore. They swing plenty. It's not physically swinging. It's about chasing pitches out of the zone. It's about chasing the ball up. It's about chasing the ball in the dirt. Things of that nature. The other stuff they could work on in the cage. I've always thought that if you really want to get something done in regards to adjustments, it would be in off of a tee or a soft toss or in a cage. Batting practice on the field is nice, but it's not where you're necessarily going to. By having them take more hitting, that's going to make them hit better. I don't believe in that.
Four-game set wraps up on Sunday. Antonio Sensatella will take the hill for the Rockies. He'll face Jake Arrieta.